Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Colombia, on the eve of a new president being sworn in, inaugurated in Colombia. Colombia stands as one of the solid relationships between Washington and a New World or South American capital for decades, years, perhaps ever. But certainly since the controversy of the Panama Canal 100 years ago, Colombia is seen as a stalwart in relationships and about to be tested. Professor, I read from Reuters report, Colombia's incoming government, Gustavo Petro leading it, and Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro not recognized as legitimate by the U.S., and Venezuela will appoint ambassadors to the two countries' capitals after years without diplomatic relations and will work to boost security along their shared border. Okay, this is when the State Department earns its high salary. Okay, we've got one country that is intimately involved in supporting and being supported by the United States and the other country that was heretofore in that category, but not for many years, is regarded as a failed state, a rogue state, led by an illegitimate president who brutalizes his own people and exports violence in the region, including to Colombia. So, diplomacy is always preferred. Is that what we're going to try now? Diplomacy between Petro as an interlocutor? I'm looking for a rosy scenario, Evan.
Well, this really seems to have a lot to do with the personal and ideological orientation of Gustavo Petro. And Colombians on different sides will be more or less fearful of whether Petro really is just ideologically to the left, like Bernie Sanders, and has a different approach towards things and sympathy towards leftist groups, or whether there's a more nefarious agenda. Colombians are deeply split on this issue. But Petro, who was previously an M-19 guerrilla who has ties with not only Caracas and the leftists there, but also the leftists in Cuba, believed that the approach that was taken by the Duque government to support U.S. efforts and regional efforts to support the de jure president Juan Guaido and resist and basically not recognize diplomatically the Maduro government, that was the wrong path. And so one of the first initiatives that you have is that his foreign minister designated Alvaro Leyva has now met in a place called San Cristobal with the Venezuelan foreign minister, Carlos Faria, to talk about reestablishing relations. And so in general, what we see is this seems to be part of a broader change in tack of at least trying to bring Maduro back into the fold, something that will certainly help Maduro's options and credibility within the region as well, and his ability to hold out against the pressure of the U.S. and Europeans to push him out. But it's also part of a broader path that Petro seems to be taking, in which he's talking about beginning peace negotiations with the the ELN guerrillas, which had been shut off after they basically brutally murdered Colombian police cadets back in 2019, as well as other attacks which would dramatically change the Colombian policy towards cocoa production, possibly change the way that they work with the United States, although not immediately that bad, and frankly change the Colombian economic model. There's already talk about shutting down new fracking and other oil development, eventually trying to shut off Colombia's coal industry, etc. So clearly, both in terms of his domestic politics and in terms of his relation with leftist groups and leftist governments like that of Maduro, clearly Petro is taking the country in a very different direction and relatively quickly.
Does a tiger change its stripes is the question about Petro, because a 1,400-mile border, I read here, and there's strong reason to believe that bad actors are welcome in Caracas. I mentioned Moscow. I mentioned Tehran. I mentioned Beirut. All of that. Do we expect that to be crossing that border and taking up hotel rooms in Bogota? Is that a worst-case scenario that's imaginable?
Well, the big concern right now, at least in the near and in midterm, first of all, is what happens to the many Venezuelans, including the Venezuelan leadership that have actually tried to operate in Colombia. Basically, people representing Juan Guaido's government and others. Indeed, people have already began to flee Colombia with the anticipation that they would no longer be hosted or protected by a Petro government. The other concern, as you point out, is that this really opens the door. One of the controversial decisions that Petro made relatively early on was the selection of Ivan Velasquez, who, although well-respected in terms of his work with the CICIG anti-corruption body in Guatemala, is also has a history of being relatively focused on the potential bad actions of the Colombian army. And so there's a sense that is Petro want to essentially debilitate the Colombian army, which has been very successful? Is there's a question of whether groups like the FARC others would have more of a free reign. In other words, maybe not going to a leftist Colombian state day to night, but will we see a series of changes from the military to what is possible in terms of the toleration of certain actors, which could, just like the evolution of Venezuela from Hugo Chavez coming into power in 1998, 1999 to the present, it took time to basically completely revive those institutions of what was once a conservative state. The question is, will we see a gradual but equally worrisome evolution in terms of the actors and the policies that take place under Petro in Colombia?
Is it true, Professor, just 30 seconds, that it would be a surprise if Bogota becomes unfriendly to the United States? Would that shock people in Washington? 30 seconds.
Well, clearly, the nation which we've had one of the closest relationships in terms of the security cooperation under Plan Colombia and elsewhere has been Colombia. And so as much as we talk about Colombia as a partner with the U.S. in exporting security in other parts of the region, the essentially loss of Colombia as a close ally would be significant for U.S. engagement in the region, because it really has been one of our anchors and one of our closest security and political relationships now for really the better part of two decades.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.